Good to see you on this first Sunday of 2019, and you're going to hear the choir sing this morning. They'll do the best they've sung in 2019 will be this morning. So 501, till the storm passes by.
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder spells no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Every star that melteth darkness bright, he keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer, saint or sinner, to find the rainbow sand. He alone can see what lies beyond the bend. He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I
with an individual, and down the road there, and they got these stores, and the one store that it had on the side over there, I know you won't hardly believe the name on this store. This store is called Charming Charlie. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? The name of it. You're trying to get me on there?
Yeah, we
have. Oh, well, sorry. It won't work. It's called Charming Charlie. I go, yes, that's my store. To which the person I was walking with just rolled their eyes. And I want to go in and just kind of walk inside and go, hi. I'm Charlie. Right? See the name of the store? Charming Charlie. Charlie. Why don't you just take the day off? Which I imagine the person inside would have said, you know, you may have the name, but you don't have the clout to get it done. Well, I'm here to tell you today that each one of you have the ability to touch the heart of God with your prayers. Why? It's because of who you are. You are a son or a daughter of God. I had a work we got companies through the years, different ones I've worked with and all like that. And there's a wonderful gentleman, he's over off of Braddock Road. His name was Ezra. Ezra used to work on Miss Evelyn's car. And he did a wonderful job. Just he was one of the pallbearers for Miss Evelyn when she passed away. And in his shop there, he had a number of guys working. But he had one guy, if it was really a problem, he always took his advice more than any other. His name is Scott. Because Scott is his son. And I know that Ezra was kind of grooming his son for the business there and the way things work. Folks, fathers listen to their sons and to their daughters. You are a child of God. And because of who you are, your prayers make a difference. Now, even the writer here, he mentioned a guy that was, he went back in the past about 800 years. Elijah. Elijah, and I want you to, this week, I want you to go home and I'm going to give you a little homework. So that I know when you walk in next week, and I bring this subject up, you can just look so innocent in church like you didn't do your homework, you know. Praise God. Thank you. Good to see you today. Back in 1 Kings, you can start reading around the end of the 16th chapter, and it talks all about Elijah. It talks about King Ahab. Bad guy. Bad dude. So was his wife. What was her name?
Jezebel.
I'll let you bring that name up. I didn't mention it. It talks about what happened. And it talks about this story about how Elijah struggled with probably one of the worst kings that have ever been. And he prayed. He said, there'll be no rain until I pray again. Now the writer here, James, says that this man was just like you and I. He was of the same nature that we are. But how could this man have such power in his prayer? I don't believe it's because it was eloquent. I really don't think so. When you're going to read the story so that next week when I start to preach, you'll know all the answers. You'll know everything there is to know. You already know the story before you ever get started over there. And I know one part of it when they had all the prophets of Baal, and they've been praying all morning long, and about lunchtime he was very diplomatic. He came out and said, "What? Why don't you pray a little louder? Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's busy." So, trust me, he wasn't the most diplomatic. He wasn't the most eloquent. But he was a man who believed in prayer. I want to talk next week, and hopefully it's just next week, who knows. But I want to talk a little bit about that story in the Old Testament, 1 Kings. So you read like the end of the 16th, you read the 17th, the 18th chapter. Yeah, you'll have no problem going to sleep after that if you read those chapters. But I believe it's exciting because it talks about how God used one of the servants. It talks about how God uses widows. It talks about how God uses anyone who can be called a child of God. It's got some dicey stuff in there. It's got that Jezebel. It's got all kind of wonderful things in these couple chapters. And so what I want to do in the new year, I want to talk about one of the great stories of the Bible. I want to talk about how he called down that fire. I want to talk about all those wonderful things. I also want to talk about, here's a man of God who was able to call down fire, who was able to make it stop raining for 3 years. And then what did he do? Some lady named Jezebel threatened him. What did he do? He ran off and hid in the cave and said, God, kill me. You're going to read all about that if you read these chapters. And we're going to talk about it. In 2019, we got a new start. I know that you have many things. I think for me it's the... I've even forgotten the name of my new diet. It's... No, what is it? Keto? Kill him? What is it?
Kill you.
The new thing is what? The keto diet? Is that it?
Keto.
I heard it's got avocado. I like avocado. I heard it's got fish. It's got bacon. I like bacon. It's got some things that I'm going to try, you know. It's a new year. You've got things to try. So my challenge to you as a congregation, open this book up. Do some reading in it, especially in that Old Testament over there, 1 Kings. I know Buddy will be texting Earl. Earl? Where in the Bible is 1 Kings? Right there. Earl will be texting back over there and saying, I don't know, let me ask Rose. I don't know that conversation is going to take place. Don't be embarrassed about it, don't worry about it, but I'll tell you one thing. If you open this book up and you are looking for something, God will reveal it to you. I know that we live in times that, oh my goodness, every time that news comes on, every time that things are mentioned, I know that, wow, there's just a lot of things going on out there. There's just a lot of questions that have no answers out there, folks. I believe that in 2019, if we make our focus on prayer to a God that can make a change, I think that answers will be found. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house, and God, you have blessed us today. God, we thank you so much for the choir singing and just warming our hearts. We thank you for a writer writing a song that says somebody bigger than you and I. We thank you for writers write songs where they go, he, God, what a wonderful song. What warms our hearts. So Heavenly Father, as we're about to serve communion, we ask now that you challenge our hearts, that you allow us in this new year, God, to be more in tune in what you'd have us to do. More in tune to the needs of others around us, always, always, always lifting each other up in prayer. So we ask now, Heavenly Father, that you bless this communion service, that you allow us to partake. And God, if there be any ill will within any heart under the sound of my voice, God, you just get rid of it. Just eliminate it, God. And we ask now that you allow us to do this, as you said in your word, in remembrance of you. We ask this in Jesus' name and all God's people.